Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, hour five of the Nation. Rangers pregame coming up in 30 minutes. Here's Woolchuck to take us around the bases.
All right, Wyatt Langford, we highlighted this earlier, but he did have to leave with that side tightness. Now officially done for the year. He's been put on the IL, and he's going to have to deal with that left oblique going into the offseason. Hopefully, you know, he's good to go, and he'll be ready to
Well, it's time to find yoga, and it's time to stop pretending like he's going to bench press his way to a 40-home run season. He's been trying to get super strong, and the power's just not there, right? There's not a payoff on it. You're too tight. You're too wound. Get supple. Get flexible.
We thinking more like resistance bands
Pilates.
Instead of... Like, in terms of the actual working out portion of it, because I'm with you. But, like, the working out should have been, like, no more dumbbells, no more clanging and banging.
You know, I would just think, I'm not an expert on this, but I would think not a lot of hours in the weights.
Yeah.
You know, more stretching, maybe
mobility,
some workout bands.
Maybe some water training. Let's get in the pool.
I think the dumbbells can be good for, like, balance and flexibility and everything, too. But if you're just building to, you know, generate more raw power... Baseball is not your game.
Yeah.
And it's probably actively preventing you from staying healthy.
Well, the health is the issue because he did hit the 2020 club. He's the team's best player without Corey Seager in the lineup.
I think he should. You know what he should do, Woolchuck? After watching that QB Netflix show?
Some of the Mahomes stuff?
He needs to the entire thing.
Yeah.
Enjoy a little bit of that ice cream. Play a little beer pong.
Yeah.
And then do these crazy, ridiculous body
contort
angle things.
Your body. Yeah, so like whatever weird... stretch mark, you can be fine.
He's a surefire six-pack guy. Might be an eight-pack guy.
Could be 12.
I mean, I would say go halvesies on whatever you got. If you got six, go three.
And just once walk down to the end of the locker and ask Jock Peterson what he's got going on.
That's true. Maybe hang out with Jock a little bit more.
Might help him a little bit.
I'm glad you said Jock.
Well, the thing about Jock, though, is how much yoga is he even doing?
He's a big yoga guy.
Okay, is he?
Well,
all right, then I walk that back.
He's also a grounder.
Yeah.
He loves green.
He does.
Yeah. He really needs to have a great offseason. I think this is stealing money.
Does he need to get on Wyatt's program?
He's a DH. I don't really care what his body looks like. I just need him to hit dingers. And he did last night. And the rest of the offense decided we're not going to show up. Didn't even draw a single walk. But Plano West Billy McKinney, he's going to be called up. He will play right field tonight in Wyatt's place. So hopefully Billy McKinney, hometown kid, maybe he can end up going out on a high note. Here's the Rangers look to try and stay above 500.
That's something to watch for.
It is.
Maybe he's another little rascal.
He could be.
He's probably Spanky. We don't even know it yet.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is Spanky.
You're Spanky.
Spanky was that guy.
He was.
I felt like Spanky was kind of a leader. He was a little misguided.
Darla. Well, no, Darla.
Well, Alfalfa was Darla's.
Yeah, but
Spanky was the man's man. You know what I'm saying? And then by the end, he was like, you know what, chicks are hot too.
That guy was from Dallas, by the way. Spanky was from Dallas.
Really?
Yeah, in real life.
Which one are you talking about? Because we're talking with the one that Whoopi Goldberg was in.
Talking about the Little Rascal.
Yeah, the 90s one.
Oh, I'm talking about the...
You're talking about the old one.
I'm talking the 1950s
one. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're going 90s.
Unbelievable. I thought we were on the same page. I thought we were bonding over Spanky. You're talking about a totally different guy.
There was
a
Little Rascals in the 90s?
Yeah, the He-Man Women Haters Club.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. They remade
it. Black and white.
I got a dollar. I got a dollar. Hey, 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 hey.
I got a pickle. I got a pickle. I got a pickle. Hey, 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 hey. I got two pickles. I'll give you my pickle for a nickel.
Look at this, man. And you're over here talking about the gosh dang 1800s.
I was. Spanky McFarlane.
Yeah. We got
that was his
audience,
name. You know. He was like the original Little Rascal.
Well,
dude.
The names
I'm
are the same.
This guy up because I feel like Did he embody the name Spanky the way that like ours did?
He was the leader of the He-Man woman.
We should have a Spanky off because I feel like ours was better.
Let's have a Spanky off because I'm going first. Our guy's haircut was awesome. He had the bowl cut and everything.
Great hat.
Look up Spanky McFarland, Dallas, Texas.
Incredible. Yes, KNC is going to be out there at the ballpark tomorrow. We got some day baseball. We'll be on afterwards. Here was Boats. He was fed up, and he let the team have it last night.
I'll just talk about tonight. I mean, this is probably our worst game. We look dead. I know we got some injuries and things, but we just couldn't get anything going, made too many mistakes. We got to do a better job of hitting the field. We do as staff to make sure they do that. That's not going to work tonight. So, we've dealt with a tough week, with the play, and this is not how we want to finish. And so we're going to find out here in the next few games who's going to be out there ready to go. I just think the intensity's got to get up here. Really, really feel that during this game that maybe some focus wasn't there like it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. You're at the end of a very, very long season and a grind.
The family out of town.
We're not competitive anymore. It's tough, but I'm definitely paying attention if I'm Boach and CY and making notes. Those who love baseball and have pride will not let that happen again tonight. If you do, you're not in our plans.
When Jimmy came to town. This guy cares. This guy doesn't. Now, here was Boach on KNC earlier.
Need to go talk to Michael Irvin about who the holdovers are that need to go.
Exactly. Will Adolis end up playing today or tomorrow? It might be the last time to see him in a Ranger uniform at home.
Well, I would like to get him out there. I can tell you he's not going to start today. It's bothering him a little bit more. I just got a report from our trainer, Lucky, who just let me know. So, I tried to find a pinch hit appearance, but he's not able to go today. If he's able to go tomorrow, he'll be out there. Reason you talked about, that's why I wanted him out there in his homestand. This guy's done so much for us, helped us win a championship, and I know the fans love him, so that's why I wanted to play him this series. And so we'll see where he's at the next day, I guess, or tomorrow, because that's their last game.
I mean, you got to do that if you're Dolly. I'm going to feel fine for tomorrow's matinee, no matter what happens. Even if I don't feel up to it, I'll look at three pitches and go back to the dugout, do a curtain call. But we need that closure.
Yep. You need to do it, and I'm sure a lot of the fans are probably bummed to see him go. But I think that's probably where we're heading, and hopefully Dolly can get the sound off that he deserves. This has been insane. The Guardians, from 15.5 down at one point, have come all the way back to grab first place from the Tigers. They beat the Tigers last night.
What a collapse.
It was Tarek Skubal on the bump. Now, he did nail David Fry, the DH of the Guardians, in the face with a 99-mile-per-hour fastball.
And that wasn't even the most disgusting thing he did on the diamond last night.
No, he was not great.
He tried to snap a ball to first base.
He went long snapper mode, baseball between the legs, hiking it like a football player might, and launched it over the head of the first baseman.
There were some follies last night. The White Sox trying to get a throw out at home. One of the worst throws you'll ever see as the Yankees clinched a playoff spot.
It's one of the funniest visuals I've ever seen in baseball history.
Some just weird stuff.
Tarek Skubal just bending
over. Maybe Cy Young Award winner.
Yes. Like you're just like, did you totally have an out-of-body experience? Like, what just happened here? I mean, that was like the epitome of this Detroit Tigers collapse.
Yeah.
Just like, what the F is going on?
It's nuts. Mariners did clinch a playoff spot. If they win tonight, they can clinch the AL West title. Mets are rallying. They have retaken control of the National League wildcard picture. And then you got Paul Skeens. He's going to get his last start tonight. And he has a chance to join a very exclusive club, finishing the season with an ERA under 2. He would be the first pitcher since Justin Verlander in 2022 to do so. Again, just wasting greatness there in Pittsburgh with Paul Skeens.
Yeah, indeed. Can't wait to see where they trade him. Hopefully
it's Texas.
I think he's the all-time like earliest trade conversation player that I've ever seen. It was like rookie year. We're already talking about
could we be demanding trades right now?
Yeah.
Tech says that's Grapevine's own David Fry.
Yeah, you got a great Spanky, by the way, brought us.
Yeah, is it better than our Spanky?
His Spanky might be. He's the one. He's the alfalfas. He's the patiently waiting.
Our alfalfa's going to win. Remember
with the chunky kid, and he's kind of like got his sausage fingers moving a little bit.
That might be a winner.
You got a good Spanky, Broadus.
I hate that they brought those little rascals back. So there's a different little rascals that is. I have a total blind spot to.
Like our child, we got different little rascals in our childhoods.
Yeah, and you got a different Karate Kid too, which is really messed up.
And a different Bad News Bears.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that new Karate Kid, we just kind of...
Did you? You
punted
on that one?
I didn't acknowledge it.
Good. Long live Daniel LaRusso. What'd Micah have to say today? What's the news around the division with health and whatnot? And we'll give you some Rangers keys to victory coming up next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The G-Bag Nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. Rangers pregame coming up in 9 minutes. This segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. You're going to have former Packers kicker Mason Crosby tomorrow morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby. That's it. 8 o'clock tomorrow, previewing that Packers game. Tomorrow, we'll be on a little bit later after the Rangers and Twins. Of course, the Jake Ferguson show scheduled there for about 5:20. And we'll get you some Krusty's Corner tomorrow night in the 6 as he'll preview the Packers defense for you. Flagtober 2025 starting next Saturday at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. Join us there for a free 2025 flag. I believe Broadus is going to be there.
I'll be there.
Cannot wait for that. All right, what do you think of this Cowboys defense? I think it's beyond hope, although several times in my time covering the Cowboys, when I get to this point where I'm like, oh, geez, they might lose every game, that's when they surprise you and, like, rally to win 7 last year. Yeah. You know, and that was shocking when we got to the end and they won all those games. I think no Micah, no Jordan Lewis, no Eric Kendricks, no Overshown. I'm more convinced than ever that this team is – I mean, Trayvon Diggs, there's no hope in sight. Deron Bland's pretty good if you throw a pick 6, but just as a regular coverage corner, he's about average. And these safeties are just getting worse with time. So I would agree with Tim Collishaw in the story today. Cowboys defense among the worst, and the coaches don't have the answers to fix it. What do you think, Brian?
I think the coaches, the answers they're going to have to do is just do something completely different from anything that Matt Eberflus has done. And that's blitz. Play more cover 3. Try and find ways to play more man-to-man. Have to bring, you know, he's going to have to determine, like, listen, am I going to die this death that I'm dying right now and just, you know, playing that cover 2, playing the zone, or do you just take the approach of, like, I'm bringing more than you can block, and if we give up big plays, we give up big plays. We're already doing that right now.
Yeah, looking for signs of hope here in what is left of this week. And it is just 7 points. As Brian told you earlier in Krusty's Corner at 3:40, they have two of their best offensive linemen out, and their top wide receiver is still out as well. And they might just have an average offense from my perspective. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Offense might put up 50 on you, though. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo. And for Brian Broadus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers game coming up next. Until tomorrow, after the game, you're going home with a G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.